There we go. It says recording and it has a cloud there. Good. So hello, everybody, and welcome to our Get It Done Mastermind call. And this is a call where we get together and we talk about what's up for you and we just work on what's next. So typical format of the call is that we start with a success, go around and do successes. And then once we finish successes, then we go to what do you need help with? And that's just the way it goes. So I would love to just hear you guys share successes. And let me just explain a success, right? Because we all are our own worst critics, right? And when you ask your clients to share a success, if they've had a sleepless night and they've done this and they've done that and they went on a binge and they ate chocolate and whatever else, they go, I don't have a success. But we help to draw that out, right? We go, well, you know, wow, you woke up this morning. You had some water. Yay, let's celebrate that, right? So a success is actually anything you're doing to move forward, right? Writing copy for a landing page. Thinking through, like, what do I really like to do? Who are my ideal clients? Making progress on scheduling something. Anything you do that is a success. We want to celebrate because we want to celebrate. We want to give the nervous system the whole feedback that, oh, yay, we can do this. Let's do more. Okay? So I saw that look on Annette's face and go, success, what have I done?
Well, I was going to say I did the landing page.
Yeah. And you did a great job. You did. Because I think what I'm getting when you have done each of these pieces is I'm seeing you. I have this vision of you sitting there really like feeling into this, right? Because every piece you've written has been a tearjerker basically, right? And I can,
right?
And I can just see you like just pouring it out and choosing the words and feeling the emotion and trying to express that and recrafting it a number of times. It probably wasn't something you wrote in 5 minutes.
Actually, yes. That was.
That one was? Yeah. The first one, though, fed into it, and that was forever. Yes.
And yeah. I did go back, and I tried to pull. I'm okay, maybe it took me 10. I did go back and try to pull some of that out and rework it a little bit and keep with that flow. But, yeah.
And I will tell you, you did a great job because given that you don't have years of experience with this, the mistake that a lot of people make is put too much on that landing page and it just goes on and on and on. And they just got sent from an email or they just got sent from somewhere. And you want to go like boom, 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 right? And you got those salient points. You feel this way. I know how it feels. You're caring for. It was boom, boom, boom. Because that's all they have time for, right?
And I was concerned it was too much.
I don't think so. And I can share it. We can come around and just like get some feedback in as well. And I'll go through it with you because that will help to fine tune it. But it really hit. Like I really liked that it went, because when I first opened the thing, I'm like, this is the same as the email. I'm like, oh, that is the email. Then I scrolled down and saw that it wasn't. So I think you did a great job.
And I changed the email per your suggestions of bolding and spacing it out more.
Got it. I'll look more carefully at that too.
I did that too.
Yes.
And I added the bio piece.
Good. And if you don't mind me putting it up on the screen, I can share it and we Absolutely. Can get feedback. Doing it. Okay. Cool.
Yep. More the merrier.
Yay. Great. Hello. So congratulations on getting that done. Yay. Janet, and there's Mihaela. Did you ever get your resend? Because I didn't get whatever you sent me.
I sent it. Yeah, I sent it right when I said I will.
What email did you send it to?
To the Dr. Rita Marie at... Rita Marie.
I don't see those for days on end because those go to my support desk.
Yeah, yeah. So I
and they're supposed to say, hey, somebody sent you this personal thing, but, and how long ago did you send it?
So I sent it first that Friday when it was the due date. Yeah. And then I sent it again a couple of days ago.
Okay. So I'm going to have a chat with my team and say, you know, if you get stuff that is,
what email should
you have to forward it to me? Send it to NEPT@drritamarie.com. That comes directly to me.
Okay.
Yeah. And I will check up on that because they're still supposed to tell me. So we're doing successes. So we already celebrated Annette's success of getting her landing page written. And we're going to go through it together and just kind of share some, because it could help everybody if I go through hers with her to share insights. So if you resend that to me now, we can do that.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Okay, Janet.
Successes. Well, first of all, I want to compliment you on the setup that you have behind you now. The screen, the fresh flowers, the book sitting up looks good. Looks very good.
Thank you. I thought you would like it because you've mentioned to me about flowers. And doing. I actually got a new desk and I rearranged my office and I now have two little separate areas. The mess is behind the screen where all the piles of stuff are. And yeah. This is just a little small area where I have my L-shaped desk that goes up and down. And
I'm yeah, all of it supports you as you speak. It's very nice. Very nice.
Thank you. Yay.
So congratulations on your success.
That was a good success.
So my success is way different than everyone else because I am in a totally different place, and you know that because I've been fighting this doing a business thing. And a combination of reading a book from Dr. Joe Dispenza, Breaking the Habits of Your Mind, and then Laura Fine's workshop Saturday. I don't know what changed. I don't know what triggered, but all of a sudden – everything just kind of fell into place, and I got really curious about doing this accelerated practice thing. And so now I have to go back and kind of remember everything. I wrote it all down and was excited about doing it when we were there. Mm-hmm. And then I became overwhelmed about all the parts and pieces because I'm really haven't got to the point where I know where I want to go with it yet. So yeah. I was dragging my feet about doing any of it. But all of a sudden, it's just very easy now to go to this part and work on it. So it's not a very big thing, but I feel pretty excited about it because now I'm not just pushing against it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that stubborn mule so you can get your feet stuck there and just not move it.
I love that. And it is a big thing. It's not a small thing. When you can get clarity, because if you ever find yourself in a place where you're not moving forward with something, it's usually because you're either not clear or not connected.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get clear and you get connected, you move forward. And I've had that happen with copy for a particular webinar or a particular program where it's like, why can't I get started with this? Why can't I get started with this? And I'm not a procrastinator. And I don't think you are either. I think you just need to know what you're doing and what and feel connected with it to move forward. So that's a huge step.
Yeah, well, and because I'm not a procrastinator, it made it doubly frustrating because it was there, pushing against it, not getting it done, have it hang over my head.
Yeah.
And so now I have a whole different outlook on it. I have a gal that I don't know how good she is at doing this type of work, but she's really excited about helping me with it.
Nice.
Her son is high up in Google. So she does have access to lots of programming and details and sort of things. So, and she's been prodding me along a little bit, you know, well, what about this? Well, now what did they say about that? So what do you need to do? So now I'm ready to feed back to her and we've done a little communicating this weekend.
Nice.
And, So as far as moving on the program, no, I haven't done anything. I didn't turn anything in, but there will be progress now.
There will be now because you've gone through that block, that barrier.
Yeah, whatever it was, and I don't even know. I can't even tell you.
Sometimes it just emotionally and energetically works through. And I will just say to all of you, if you're not tend to be a procrastinator, I'm not a procrastinator. I just jump on things and I do them. You are. Okay. And then this won't work for you. You can close your ears or do something else. But you don't tend to be a procrastinator and you find yourself like procrastinating and not getting started with something. Just ask, okay, what am I missing here that's going to help me move forward? What's not connected here? What do I need? Right? Because you know you're not a procrastinator. I know I'm not. I actually wrote a webinar the night before it was happening. Or 2 days in the day before, because I kept trying for 2 months to write the copy for this. 2 months. And I kept going and going. And I wasn't connected to really what I was really wanted to say. And I finally sat down and got connected with it. Boom. Flowed.
Yeah.
It flowed. Yeah. So it will flow. And, and you know, like Laura always talks about the push-pull and the pushing against and all that. It just, when you're finding yourself pushing against, there's just something that's not aligned.
No. And it feels bad. And it's just.
And don't be hard on yourself when that happens. It's just like, oh, what's the message?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's the message? Yeah.
Well, I've been waiting, and whatever it is, we're breaking through.
So. Sometimes we just have to be patient and wait for it to come.
Yep. Yes. So I'm kind of excited about getting started. So I may be posing some questions on things that you already went over, but as much as I was there and listening and writing things down, they were still just kind of bouncing off like rain out a window. You know, they weren't in. I wasn't getting it completely, so. There may be a little review there, but
awesome. I'll get it. Yay. And Mahela. Unmute you.
Yes. So I think I'm still where Janet described she was. Like, I just feel like I'm excited. I know what I need to do. And then I don't know why, but it's just not happening. And I still don't have a website, so part of me, it's, and not only I don't have a website, the website I have right now, I think it's so poorly done that I'm afraid that if anybody wants to check me out, when they open that, they'll be like, forget it, I'm not going with her. So my poor husband is...
Oops, she froze. If I frozen or is she frozen? She's frozen.
She's frozen.
It's her. So, cause sometimes that's happened where I think the person's frozen and then it's me.
She froze.
Okay. She's stuck. Very nice pose. She looks, she's contemplating. I should take a picture of it for her.
I have to say that husband thing is a sticker point.
There she goes. Okay. You froze. And the last thing we heard was my husband.
Yeah.
My poor husband.
Yeah. So he has so much on his plate. And so I know that, you know, there's only so much. So I told him, I'm like, just tell me then, let's hire somebody. Like, let's do somebody, because let's find somebody that can finish my website, because I'm just afraid that if anybody wants to check me out, when they open the website, they'll be like completely turned off and not give me a chance. So.
Okay, we're going to address this today. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're going to address this today. So what can you celebrate? Let's just find something in your life, whether it's related to your business, whether it's related to your kids, whether anything, something.
Yeah, so, well, for example, I'm happy that I don't work as much as I used to. So one of my jobs where I was working 2 days a week, she allows me to go once a week and to work long hours. So I have an extra day, which is today. So today I send the kids at my mom's, and I mean, finishing up things and, you know, with the intent to sit down and work on my business really every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. That is ideal. I mean, I'm going to celebrate that huge big time for you, because I know that was like really stressful for you.
Yeah.
So yay. Good. We're going to make progress with that. All right. So who wants to get help first? You want to do it, Annette?
Sure.
Is that what you want to work on? I don't want to impose
yes.
what I think.
No, because I need to get this done. You know.
Yeah. And then you're going to get it updated, and then we're going to work on this. Okay. So I'm going to share my screen. I have this open on Google Doc, right? You gave it to me on Google Doc. Lead page. Here we go. And I will, let me just open this with Google Docs. There we go. Last time I'm unable to convert. So I can't do it that way. I have to just look at it this way, which is kind of, for some reason I don't have, you didn't share it with me. His fault.
I thought I did.
Not as a edit mode. I can look at
that. No, I changed this one to edit mode.
Let me see. If I go here and click share. Let me go back. No, it won't let me do anything. It just says open with. Will it let me download it? It lets me download it. So let me download it to my computer and see if I can do something there. But some, for some reason, the share is not there. Maybe you did it with the wrong address. It's drritamarie@gmail is my one that I never look at the email, but I do it this way. Anyway, I'll look at this now. And you can look at that later. Let me just see. Share screen. And it would be this one, right?
Okay. If not, I have it on. I can always share my screen.
No, I can share it. It's not a problem. It's just it won't let me edit it. That's the problem. Yes. So I like to go through it and say, okay, can we change this to that? Can we change this to that? But we're just not going to need to edit it. And if so, edit it.
All right. So when I on Google Docs, which email do I share it to?
Dr. Rita Marie, drritamarie@gmail.com.
Okay. I shared to one of you. I guess I picked the wrong one.
Maybe. All right. So this is Annette's email. And if anybody has any, like, think about yourself. You're the mama of a type 1 diabetic, the type 1 diabetic who has the ups and downs, the kid's on insulin. You're up a lot of nights trying to keep the kid stable, trying to keep the kid alive, basically. And this is coming to you in your inbox. So are you the parent or caregiver of a diabetic? I'm the mama of a diabetic. I lived through the heartbreaking diagnosis too. I know that some dreams died when diabetes barged into your lives. Change it to life.
Okay.
Because whenever you write, you're writing to one person.
Right.
It's a collective, but they have to feel so into your life. I know what it's like to watch your child fight this beast called diabetes. I know you cry when your diabetic loved one has rough days or nights. I do too. I've lost sleep on nights when these stubborn lows won't budge no matter how many carbs go in. I've cursed diabetes just like you have. I also know that while we care for our children, our babies, we tend to let our needs go. We stop taking care of ourselves. And that's a good switch to the we, because it's the collective we. If you were not one of these mamas and you're writing, you would still talk about the you. Because a lot of people talk about the universal we, and they're like, who do you know? How do you know this? You're not one of us, right? So this is perfect because you're connecting with them. When you're not feeling well, you may not be there for the rest of your family like you want or need to be. I learned the hard way that we need to take care of ourselves too. It's okay to do so. Something like, in fact, it's absolutely mandatory. You know, something like that, you know, to go, it's okay. And then in fact, it's actually, we must. You know what I'm saying? To really strengthen that. What do you think?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's right. Give yourself, and then if you do that, add that sentence, then make this a new sentence. That's right. Give yourself permission to do something nice for you. If you don't take care of yourself,
yeah,
you can't properly care for those who depend on you. That's why I created the Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide. I know that you don't always have the time or money to invest in yourself, so I kept it simple and free. You can't afford to not take some time for yourself. Your health is your most important asset. Download your free copy of the Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide now. Okay. Anybody have any comments or suggestions there? So then we're going to go to the landing page where they opt in. So she's sending them here. I understand life with the beast we call diabetes. I know you need help. Download button. And the download button would have a compelling, like, get help here or something like that. Because you say you need help, get help here or something like that. That's going to be a call to action right in the copy of the download button. Not submit, right, join, right, you know, register, yeah, whatever.
I understand.
You are there to care for your diabetic child 24/7. I know you lose a lot of sleep some nights and still need to function the next day. I learned the hard way. You need to care for yourself too. And then the download button. We can talk about what the text of those can be. I would put, because you're not talking about the, yeah, I think this down, the second download goes after. I learned the hard way. That's why I created the download, the Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide, period. Down, then you can have the download, but you didn't say what they're downloading. Up here, it's fine, right at the beginning. Get help here, but I think it's too soon to have another generic one without them knowing what specifically they're.
So put that second one after a relaxed you or after it's even if it's only for 5 minutes?
Even if it's only for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just say that. The Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide with, or maybe even my Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide will give you easy and free ways to relax and put yourself first, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And then you could say, download the Diabetic Caregiver's Guide here.
Okay.
A relaxed you will be a better caregiver for your diabetic child and the rest of your family. And that's a good way to end it.
Okay.
Okay, and then you can put a bio of you on the on that page.
Oh, I thought the bio was attached to this. I'll send you the bio.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes.
On all of those download buttons, are they all going to the same place for the free information?
Yeah.
So you just keep repeating again and again.
Yeah, you give it. You give one at the top, like you give them a little hint, get them curious. Or you tell them what it is, you say download, and then you give them more detail. So the people who are in a hurry, get them hooked. Uh-huh. You get them to click because they don't have the time to keep going. But then if they're like, what is this? They keep going, and then you get them hooked and they download. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, always at least two. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question too. So do you use a certain program to do the link?
Yeah, that's where we're going to talk to you about how you don't need a website. You just need a landing page and you can do it with lead pages or something else that you don't have to. Yeah, that you can get going and you can give him instructions if he's a techie and he could create it in 15 minutes.
Okay.
A non-techie, it would take a half hour, but a techie, it'll take 15 minutes.
Okay.
Set up. Okay. Yeah. Yep. And then that takes them, once they do that, it takes them to this page, but it fills in this form that's part of, that's connected to your mailing list where you can mail them as well. You see what I'm saying? So that's the tech part. When they click that link, the software will automatically link them, or if it's a regular website, you put in HTML code to automatically link them into your mailing list. So Annette has what, MailChimp, or is it that you're using?
I think I'm gonna try the MailChimp since it's no charge.
Yeah, okay. And MailChimp is free up until like 500 people or something on your list. So you start there and then you pay from there. There's others, and Annette did a little bit of research and I can share those names of those places. So you just have to figure out where you're going to host it. Do you have a mailing list at all, Mahela, other than in your Google Drive or something? No.
Okay, I just forwarded
my bio. So those are some decisions we'll need to help you make.
I just added my bio.
Okay, so I'm wondering if it does the share right away or if I have to reopen it. See if you haven't, I don't know what to tell you. If you could take screen share, I'm going to just click it again from the email. Annette, here we go.
I did it as Dr. Reed Marie at Gmail this time.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what happens now.
It's the same thing.
Nope. But if I say open with Google Docs, keep my fingers unable to convert document. I'll have to get on and screen share with you. We'll go through everybody and then I'll go through and screen share. You screen share and I'll help you figure it out. Okay, so let me go back here. But it should show now that you edited it.
Well, it's a separate
it's a separate document.
Document, yeah.
Oh, okay. So did you send that to me? You shared that one?
Yes, it's 256.
Okay.
Bio.
Oh, there's good. I like that. I'm not seeing it. What do you mean 256?
That was the time I sent it.
Okay, it'll take a couple of minutes. So, does this make sense to everybody that, you know, you have an email that gives them, you have to have something called a hook. We can do this in our training next week. We have a training call, and I think it would be a good training. It's next Tuesday as well. I think it would be a good thing to train everybody on, right, is how do you actually set this stuff up and how do you implement it and how do you do the writing in such a way that you're like, you're tugging at their heartstrings, right? So there's a hook. What's the hook? Are you the parent or caregiver of a diabetic? Is that going to be the subject line? Yes.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. Or, you know, if you wanted to spruce it up, you might just sit down and write like 20 or 30 different possibilities for that headline. Cause sometimes out of that comes up, you want to know what is it going to cause a parent of a diabetic to open it? Asking, are you the parent or caregiver of a diabetic? That might be very unique in their inbox because they're getting all kinds of other stuff and not nobody's asking them that. Or is there like, are you a drained and ragged parent of a diabetic or something like that to get the emotional piece of it?
Okay.
Play with it. This might be just perfectly fine depending on the audience. Think about your own inbox. Would that get you to open it? Is it stand out amongst the other noise that's in your inbox?
Probably. I think I need to shorten it. Maybe just make it, are you the parent of a diabetic?
Or caregiver. You're mostly going to parents anyway, right? Yeah, so just take caregiver out.
Yeah, I took caregiver out and just said, are you the parent of a diabetic? That's going to catch my attention in my inbox more than
the or caregiver. Because
or caregiver just makes it so much longer. I might not read that.
Makes it longer, but it's less specific.
Yeah.
Like it's less you. It's less speaking to you. And think if there's an adjective, an emotional adjective that you can add to it.
Like, are you a tired parent of a diabetic? Yeah.
Drained and exhausted, you know, tired, exhausted. Exhausted might be better. I don't know. Something like that. Just think about that. And like I said, whenever I've been stuck on writing a title for something, I was instructed to sit down and just keep writing, you know, write for 5 minutes, write till you get to 50, whatever. And then amongst that, you're going to have one that really resonates for you.
Right. Annette, did you ever feel desperate? Could you say, are you the desperate parent of a diabetic? Is that too strong or is that not where you ever went? Fearful?
All those work.
So yeah. Play with those. Just keep writing them until you get the one that you think is going to most appeal to your target. That's a good one, Janet.
Scared works, but I don't, you know. I mean, just there's a lot of those type adjectives that would work.
Mm-hmm.
But I could even, you know, enter those in a thesaurus and see what comes up too.
See what comes up. But it also it's how they're feeling, right?
Right.
Right. About and their own, like, what is it doing to them? Is it draining you to be the parent of a diabetic? Something, you know, draining, exhausting.
Go back and look at that, at, you know, all that list I did of in their words.
Their words, right. What words are they using? Exactly. And that's an important piece. Like if we, like Annette is part of a forum, several Facebook groups. And so she went in and she just started pouring through all the posts in the Facebook group to see what language they're using. Like Janet, I don't know if a Facebook group is necessarily for your target audience because a lot of them don't even know what Facebook is and can barely log into their computers, right? In that target audience, right? So that may not be the best place to go, but what are like books in a bookstore or, you know, things, magazines that would appeal or the AARP newsletter or something like what language do people use to do that? And say, Mihaela, you know, you're talking to these women in their menstrual years or, you know, perimenopausal and a little bit before that. And where do they hang out? There's probably a ton of Facebook groups. So that might be something you put on your list of things to do on your Tuesdays. Start to research. What are all the Facebook groups? Put in PMS, put in dysmenorrhea, put in periods. Like what are all out there and what are people talking about? What are their main problems, concerns, and in their language, not in your, you know, pharmacist language, which might be a little bit too sophisticated for what they would use, right?
Yeah, and sometimes that's a problem for me because to me, it's like second nature to use those words. And then I realize, wait, these people have
nobody's using those words, right? Yeah. So finding those words is good. They won't say dysmenorrhea.
Right.
They're going to say painful periods, right? They're going to say, yeah. Okay. So the pieces are, she wrote this email. The email's going to hook them. Like, oh, okay, yes, I want whatever she's giving me. Yes, I relate to her. I relate to this problem. And it's a free caregiver's guide. And she's going to click it. They're going to click it. And then they're going to come here and they're going to go, yep, click. And then they're going to come to the thank you page. And on the thank you page, she says, I'm so happy for you. The Diabetic Caregiver's Survival Guide will help you give yourself permission to relax, get more fun in your life, give you some quick and easy tools. So there's a disconnect on the tense there. So it goes give, get, and it should be give again.
Okay.
Give you some offer quick tips. Some other word that's equivalent, but it's in the singular. Give you some quick and easy tools to care for you. Diabetic Caregivers Guide will give you some of the tools that help this diabetic mama survive my new normal. By taking a few minutes for me, I can be there for my diabetic child, my family, and my life. And you can too. And you're going to put the link. Where are you going to put the download link? Thoughts?
Well, so this is the thank you after they downloaded.
Well, right? No, the thank you page is the download page. So when they click that button, right? So this is the technicality is they click that button and that click marks them in your database that they took it. It opts them in. So it adds their name to your mailing list. Then it takes them through a page and it's called the thank you page. This is the page where you're going to give them the link.
Okay.
I'm so happy for you. It might be here's your diabetics thing. And that's going to be another link, but all that link is going to do is open the PDF. Make sense?
So just one download button on that page?
You can put two.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you. The Diabetic Caregiver's Guide. Download your Diabetic Caregiver's Guide here. And it could be either a button, which if you're using Lead Pages or the Thrive Builder or whatever you end up using, that will give you the option of coding a button.
Okay.
Usually those are drag and drop. So you don't have to code it. In the olden days, we had to have an HTML programmer to code the button. Usually you just drag it in with those drag and drop builders and it's real easy. And I know that Thrive has that because I use their quiz builder and that's how the quiz builder is. I just drag, and they make the code to make it look pretty. So I'm so happy for you. Download your diabetic caregiver's guide here. You can look at other pages, other opt-ins and see how people word it, how you feel, is most compelling. And then the diabetic caregiver's guide will help you give yourself permission to relax, get more fun out of your life. And how about enjoy some quick and easy tools to care for yourself? I'm not sure I like the word give because it doesn't flow as much. Okay, so when I'm writing a set of bullets, I always reread the top line as I read each bullet to make sure it feels and it flows. So Diabetic Caregiver's Survival Guide will help you give yourself permission to relax. The Diabetic Caregiver's Survival Guide will help you get more fun in your life. Those work, right? The Diabetic Caregiver's Survival Guide will help you, gives you,
right?
Some quick and easy tools. So always read it back with the title, with each of the bullets, and you'll find inconsistencies. Drives me nuts, but I would say 75% of the opt-in pages and the thank you pages out there mess this up. And my little grammar brain goes, fix it.
And that stuff will turn me off if I catch those types.
Yes.
So, yes, got it.
Yes. The Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide will help you to enjoy some quick and easy tools to care for yourself or to...
care
for yourself, better care for yourself through some easy, quick and easy tools or something like that. Just play around with it, but always read it back with that first sentence.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. And then you can have another download button there. And then below it, you can say the Diabetic Caregiver's Survival Guide will give you the tools to help this diabetic mama survive. If you have any other issues and you want to contact me, there you go. And if you found these tips, contact me and let's schedule a time to chat. You'll put in either a contact me link right? To your website or to a page or just your phone number and your, it's better. People respond better to buttons. They just do, right? If you put your phone number there, you know, if you have a calendar link, like if you use Appointment Core, Calendar-y or whatever some of those things are, that might be a good thing to do as well. Get one of the free, Time Driver is one. There's several of them that are free or low cost. You get that set up and you set up an event there that hooks right into your calendar. Like they'll coordinate. You get a Google Calendar, you coordinate. And that way you'll have automatic appointments generated. Okay. People are more likely to do that. They click the link and you say, well, you know, here's what's available. Just get on my schedule. The easier you make it for people, the better. If they have to pick up a phone and call you, or if they have to copy paste your email address and open up their email program and then put it in and type an email, less likely to follow up. But if you just say, click here to schedule a time to talk to me. And it doesn't have to be a button. It could be a link, just a hyperlink. But then that way there, it's easy. Anytime you make it easy for them, they're going to follow up. And if you find you get yourself a lot of tire kickers and, you know, then you can associate a $10 fee or $20 fee just to screen some of them out.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
So do I understand then, Dr. Marie, that all of the buttons and clicks were going to the Diabetic Caregiver Survival Guide, except the last one, which is going to be contact for.
Yeah. So let me clarify. Yes. Yeah. So there's two different pages here.
Right.
Right. So the first one, they all go to the little form. When she clicks download button, it will open up a little, it'll pop up a form. Hopefully that you can do that. Otherwise you have to code it in. But those work the best. When they click that button, it pops up a form and it says, put your name and email address here. Then they click and it submits it. That's what these are.
Okay.
And on the thank you page, it actually links to the PDF file that contains it.
Oh, goes directly to it.
Yeah, because they've already given you your name and email address. So this comes here and then you give them it directly. You just give them the PDF.
Okay.
Okay. And in that PDF, it has those pages we discussed, which we can review when you get that together, right?
Maybe right.
Week's call, okay. Right? But it was the, you know, and if you want a graphic page at the beginning, certainly a disclaimer page, right? Especially dealing with diabetic moms, right? I mean, this maybe not as much so because you're not dealing with their care for their kids, but as you move into it more. And then some kind of introduction page that says why you put this together. This is a diabetic caregiver's guide. It came from short, sweet, maybe a few pictures. And then they go to the checklist. And I think we talked about spreading it across two pages so that it wasn't, these are busy, overwhelmed moms. And I know that if I look at a very text heavy page, it's like, oh, I'll look at that later. But if it's got short little bullets and there's some pretty pictures in there, I'll read them, right? So she had seven tips. So instead of putting it on one page, she splits them with two pages and she can find a little graphic or some kind of picture that represents that each of those steps. Make sense?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And especially as you're dealing with older populations, overwhelmed populations, I'm pretty smart. And when I see a long page of text, I go, doesn't have a lot of spaces in between. It's like, oh, I don't have time for this. Right? I tell that to my team. They'll give me this long paragraph of all the stuff that needs to, like, split it up. I can't read it. I literally can't read it. I'm not wasting my time. Because maybe something wrong with my eyes. I don't know. But I just like, if it's more than three or four sentences in a paragraph, I'm turned off. So we want to make it easy. Right. In an older population where everybody's wearing their little readers, right? Don't make them have to grab their readers to read your stuff. Mm-hmm. Keep it big enough. Right. And keep the font big enough.
And mm-hmm. I had a coach tell me once, especially, you know, when you're talking about the older people, to use a bigger font.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. You don't have to use a 12-point font. Use a 14-point font, especially when you have small amounts of you know, information. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Make it really easy for them to consume your stuff. PMSE women, they don't have time to deal with this. You don't want to be another, you know, thorn in their side and they're annoyed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 The easier you make it, the better. Okay. Pictures. They love pictures. We all love pictures. It makes it easier to read something. right? Even if you pick up a book, right? My book,
you know, we can't.
It's not easy to read. Is this the proof? Okay, phew. I got to get my real one because I made her change it. She had them scheduled so that there were no spaces in between the paragraphs. She just did the indentation. I said, no. That would drive me nuts. I want spaces between. So my next version of it has them spaced out. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got stuff to go on.
Don't worry about the bio now because I realized I sent you the longer one, not the short one. And I'll put that with the guide and put all that together and send it to you as one big doc.
Beautiful. You're beautiful. Okay. Keep it short and sweet. You can have a longer bio in the book, in the doc, but you want it to be short on the page, just the salient points.
Okay.
And you want to create, you've already created vulnerability. You've already said, I'm just like you in the, on the page, right? And what you want to create is credibility in your bio. Annette Falconet is a graduate of, she's a student of, she's studied this, that, and the other thing. She has this, that, and the other things, to provide you. You know what I mean?
So I watered it down and I've got it to a full page. Are you saying make it shorter than that?
That'll go in your book, right? In your handout. But on here, make it short and sweet.
Okay.
Make it short.
Then definitely don't look at what I sent you.
Okay. Then you don't need to create that you're a diabetic mama again. Because it's already in there. Right? And you can have a small amount of it, you know, after spending 4 days in ICU. You know, and hoping her daughter would survive, she blah, 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 blah. Now she teaches blah, 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 blah.
So I'm writing it in third person or first?
I think, and you can go either way. I've seen them both ways.
I
think in your book, it's first person. I think on the page, it can go either way. I would say I'm feeling like third person might give you more credibility on the opt-in page. But do it both ways and just see.
Okay.
And the other way you can do it later on is you can just swap it out and see if there's any difference in the opt-in rate.
All right.
Anybody have thoughts on whether the bio should be, how would you relate to her if it said, I'm Annette Falconet and I'm this, this, and this, and this, versus having it in third person as if somebody's saying, and she did this and she's a graduate of that. And I usually have them read my bio in third person, but on my website, I put it on first person. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you get to know me. This is how I am, who I am.
Yeah.
It's up to you, whichever feels better. You know, whichever feels better. It's always easier to brag in the third person. Right? Yeah. You get humble when you're doing it in the first person. But if somebody else is saying it, you can brag.
But to me, putting it in first person makes me more of a person than doing it. Third person seems colder to me.
Right. And that's why I said normally that's what we would do. But here... There's two things you want to create, and actually three things. And this is when you're doing speaking and also when you're getting out to the public in something like this. You want to, number one, create that vulnerability of I'm just like you.
Right.
Number two, you want to create the credibility of, and I've overcome it. And this is how I've overcome it. And this is what I'm, you know, doing as a result. And this is how I can help you. So they feel like, oh, she can help me. Well, she's still crying in the woods over there. She can't help me, right? And then the third is that you have a mission. And as a result, I am passionate about helping other diabetic moms survive this because I know not only the outcome for them, but the outcome for their child and the rest of their family. You know, something like that. So that's your mission, whatever that mission is. Whatever is, you know, juices you and makes you want to do this.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Okay.
Thank you.
And there's no perfect one way to do it. So do it both ways and see how you feel.
All right.
Present it to us as a group and see how it feels.
And then
insert it into this document so we could see where it would fit.
But the bio goes actually with the survival guide, right?
I would put the bio in the survival guide, but I would also put the bio on the opt-in page. So they know who the heck, who is this person? I know she's a diabetic mom, but my neighbor down the street's a diabetic mom. Why should I listen to her? So it's the why should I listen to you part.
All right.
Makes sense? And it would just be a small, if I have one of mine, find one. okay. Okay. Hormone. I think that's it. Okay, let's see if that goes there. Now watch, this is one that doesn't have a bio on it. Okay, so this is really, oh wow, that's all she did? What happened to my bullets? Okay, this is needs work. I had given her some bullet points to put on it. Recipe, free recipe guide, hormone hacking breakfast. And then that's it, a little bio box at the bottom.
Okay.
They know who I am, especially on this page, because it doesn't say a damn thing about why they should download it.
Okay. And so we should put a disclaimer on it too.
I always put a disclaimer.
Okay.
I can put this in the chat if you guys want it. It's just, you can tweak it for your own words, but yeah, I always put a disclaimer on the bottom. Okay. Okay. It's in the chat.
All right. Thank you.
And this is, you know, two paragraph one, whereas in a book, I'd have a whole page, a full page one. Got it. You just took a picture.
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I realized I should have muted before I did that. Sorry.
That's okay. All right. Good. So we'll move on to Janitor Mihaela, whoever wants to go next. And you got enough to go on, right?
I have one more little question. We're dissecting this. Also on the sign off, she has in health. Sometimes I read them and they're these long things, love, laughter, joy, and forever after. What seems to be working best when you say
I don't think it matters. I think it's like, how are they going to connect to you?
Okay.
How do you want them to remember you by? And they'll remember because people will write in and say, well, as Dr. Rademy always says, love, health, and joy. You know?
Yes, so I like that.
Associate you with it, right?
Okay.
And Janet, I've got a tagline and it's your health is your most important asset. And I use that somewhere in here.
Yeah, I love that.
So
you can always put that underneath your name. If you have a tagline like that in parentheses, not parentheses, quotes, italicized.
And what was that again, Annette? What was that?
Mine is your health is your most important asset.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I used to have one. I don't know if we still use it anywhere, but creating vibrant health one bite at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so something that describes, you know, in a sentence, something okay. about what you do.
Okay.
Right? Empowering blah, blah, blah to blah, 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 right?
And you would put that underneath Annette then? Is that where that would be?
Put that underneath there. That would be good in quotes.
Okay. Okay.
It might not be on this one, but maybe it's in the survival guide, but I know I put it in there somewhere.
In somewhere, okay. Yeah.
I do try to work it in things, you know, from time to time.
Yeah. It's something you want people to know you as. You know, that's a quote. Oh, yeah, I heard that quote. They're going to say, oh, that's Annette, right? Oh, that's Janet, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Cool. Is this helpful? Helpful yes. for you guys, yes. too?
Yeah. Yes.
Cool.
Thank you for giving us the outline, Annette.
And I appreciate the feedback. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Who is next? Who wants to go next?
Well, I don't really have anything going on. I have a really good idea, and I want to, if I can, Annette, copy what you have. So I kind of have a format to run through. I know I think we had one when we did the virtual retreat. We probably mm-hmm. had several if I go back and look. So mm-hmm. mine is just going to have a start off like she was talking about the diabetic mama. Mine was going to start off with something like, will you outlive your children and your grandchildren?
Ooh, that's powerful.
Yeah, let's slap them around a little bit. I mean, mm-hmm. and then I can go from there to say, my mother is 100. You know, I'm in my 70s. My daughters were in their 50s or 40s, both of them, and became critically ill. And my granddaughters have eating disorders. How I don't want to outlive any of them. But look how much sicker they are than my mother is. She's not on any medication. Except she has Alzheimer's, but there's not any medication for that. But she's doing well. And I'm not on any medication. I haven't been. So look at the breakdown we have already. I don't know how to put that all in there, but that's kind of where I'm going. I have an idea about it now.
Yeah. Now it's really great. And you just kind of just brainstorm. Just sit down for, give yourself 20 minutes, set the timer and just write as much as comes out. Just like, oh, and if I say that, it's not going to have any necessarily flow, strategic flow yet, but just get all the thoughts out. What are all the things you want to share with these guys? And that the hook, right? That's a great hook. We talked about a hook. That's your hook. Do you want to outlive your children and your grandchildren?
Right.
No? Okay. So listen up. I have something to share.
Right.
Okay. And then you tell your little story and then you go into, and here's why I think this is happening. And here's what you can do about it.
And of course, I don't have any little book yet.
No, but you will. If you write that, it'll come to you. Like, what can I offer them? Like, your kids, grandkids come to visit you. Here's a little healthy cooking guide that you can use with your grandkids, right? Do your grandkids come and you want to make sure that you have treats on hand? Here's a list of some things you can make and some things you can buy that are healthier than the jelly beans that they're normally eating at home.
How far do you go within a sentence or two to tell them why they need to give them something other than jelly beans? I mean, how much information do we get into technically at that point?
Well, that could be the actual hint. That could be the thing. You know, click here and I'll send you my video that I did, or my audio, or whatever that I did, to tell you how you, as grandma, grandpa, can prevent this from happening. That's a curiosity hook too.
Okay.
You know, click here and I'll tell you how you can prevent this from happening to your family.
Okay.
And then you make a little video. And you make your video. I would make your video in your kitchen. I would have demonstrations of all the crap that these kids are usually eating. So you see this? Are your kids eating this? Are your grandkids eating this? You know what this is doing? And then you just go into, like, let's read the ingredients. This is propylene glycol. That's antifreeze. Your kids are eating antifreeze, right? And just kind of go through that and give them some idea. Here, let me show you how to support them differently when they come to visit grandma or when you go to visit them and you're bringing treats.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. In fact, my little stand came the other day that you said to get to hold your camera.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm ready to use it now. I'm set up.
Now you can set up and just play with it. You may not publish the first few videos you do. You just may and just throw them out to us and say, hey, put them on YouTube and put them on as unlisted on YouTube so you don't, you know, get people from the public going, who is that weird person who's doing, you know, because if you botch them up, we don't care. But you don't want that to be your reputation. So you make them unlisted on YouTube and then you can just give us the link and we can look at it. Yeah.
Not right away, Janet, but at some point, that's even something she and I could do together because we're both doing kind of, because I'll be having some of that, why are you feeding your kid this garbage when you can do this other nicer one? But not right away. I don't think
we're swaps.
No, I'm not quite ready yet.
But at some point, it might be something we want to talk about doing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Annette, you're in Austin, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, when I come in May, I'm staying with Karen for a week and a half after all of it.
Oh, yay.
We get together when I'm there.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you have to come to our potluck. Both you have to come sometime.
Yes, I do. contact me outside of here and let me know your dates and stuff and we'll work something out.
Yeah, okay, we'll do. Perfect.
Yeah, that'd be great, even if you never use them, like just to get together and see what that feels like to make a video together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Janet, one idea that I have is like if you show them, like let's say gummy bears, look how what's in there and discuss ingredients, food coloring, all that bad stuff, and then make them jelly beans yourself or gummy bears yourself. Have a video to show them exactly how you do it and then
You know how to do that? I don't even know how to make gummy bears.
Yeah, there's recipes.
Well, you know, you can use whatever mold you have, whatever. And I use that all the time for my kids. I actually make, I put lemon and I put sugar of whatever for them. Sometimes I do honey, but sometimes you can consider monk fruit or whatever. But for my kids, I do honey because at this point, I don't have a reason to believe they need to stay away from the honey. And I just put gelatin and then I put it in. And my kids are begging me for it.
Mm.
So
you can use agar, too. You don't have to use gelatin. I was thinking about, they do that in microbiotics.
Agar, you said? Yeah,
agar.
How much agar do you use?
I'd have to play with it to know because it's been, I mean, now that you say that, I did make those things for my kids.
I bought some and I tried to use it and nothing came out of it. So I just don't know.
Look up macrobiotic cooking and just see what they use to make the gelatin. You'd have to use probably a little bit more percentage wise to hold them together as it, but they have gelatin recipes. Yeah.
Sometimes the grandparents are like, they just need help, like, because they just don't know anything else.
They don't know any better, right?
Parents, not just grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So if you actually show them how to make some candy for the kids,
excellent. Good idea.
Yeah. And also resource lists because they may not want to. Maybe they're not cookers or, you know, where they but they want to know and you can do a resource list. That could be one of your things. So you can do the video and get them excited about it. And there's no reason you can't have the video right on the opt-in page.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, hey, are you, and you reflect that back to them, especially if you're not a writer, you don't like to write, but you like to connect. I mean, wouldn't like grandparents connect with you? It's like, you look so, you know, hot and vibrant and they're like, whoa, what's she doing?
I can't believe you're seven in the 70s. Cause I'm like,
Janet, if you
take away, right?
Janet, if you take a regular gummy bear, and you soak it in water, like overnight, it swells up to like 4 or 5 times its size.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be
showing
like
that kind of stuff. Yeah.
That would be good to show. Yeah.
Yeah. All the time. Because we'd always pour it in water.
And are you the grandparent who the kids like to come out? My grandparents love to feed me junk. I mean, because that was love to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to grandma's house and having cookies or the candies or whatever. And this is what it's doing. What if you can still have that same interaction with them, but you could do it differently?
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yay. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be so awesome.
Oh, well, we're starting at least.
Oh, you are.
We're going now.
Yeah, you've got some great ideas in it. And the more you sit with it, the more you come up with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Super. Thank you. Mahela,
you want me to send you. Do you want to check to see if you received the?
I did. I just saw it when I went over.
Oh, okay.
There. Attention, women who fear and dread their periods. I'll open that one. I'll see if you did it. Gave me the right permission. Yeah, you gave me the right permission, whatever. So, Mahela, teach him that. I don't know what you did wrong in that, but it's okay. We'll figure it out. All right. Now I'll share.
There's two options there. And for one, it says that you have to click extra. And so I just chose the second one because that way it just lets you go in.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's what, so whatever that was, it worked. So let me share my screen. And should I just share screen? And it would be this one. All right. So this is the first one, right?
Yes.
And this is the opt-in page, right?
Yes.
So attention, women who fear and dread their periods. Imagine expecting your period without the fear and anxiety that it will wreck your day and your plans. Get my 5 nutrients and herbs that improve your period symptoms. Learn 5 nutrients and herbs that can reduce your discomfort during debilitating periods and relieve your anxiety related to approaching period. Learn what foods are rich in these nutrients.
Okay.
In these nutrients. Oh, I'm on view only mode. Get a dessert recipe. So for you guys, when you share with me, if you share with me in edit mode, then I can, if you send it to me, I can just make little notes in it to tell you how to improve it. So this one you sent to me in view only mode. So when you go share.
But how do I change that?
When you go into share, here, let me see. File, share. You see the share?
No, I have some black. Oh, okay.
You see it now? Uh-huh. When you click share, it opens this box. You see it?
Yeah.
Okay. And see where it says anybody with the link can view?
Okay.
You either change that to say anybody with the, I can't do it because I don't own it, but anybody with the link can edit, or you add my name here and you put, well, you put Dr. Rita Marie at gmail.com.
That's what I did.
That's what you did? And it said anybody with the link?
I changed that to anybody can edit. Yep.
All right. We'll look at it and figure it out. I don't know.
That's I'm wondering weird. If
maybe you have to resend the, maybe the share that I, maybe you just have to resend that share.
Next time, send me the link. Okay, next time I'm going to hit the advanced because it gives you down on the other side where it says advanced. There's more options there. I had more options there.
Okay,
I might try that one next time and see if that's better. Okay.
Yeah, give it a try. Yeah, so change that to rich in these nutrients. Get a dessert recipe that is rich in these nutrients, pleasing to your taste buds, but does not jeopardize your figure. Okay, let's work with that one because it's a little cumbersome. It's a little hard to read. So learn five nutrients and herbs that can reduce your discomfort during debilitating periods. I would put a comma after periods and relieve your anxiety relating to approaching period.
Could you just drop approaching?
Needed to. During debilitating periods, it's just like periods and periods. Debilitating periods, approaching menstruation, right? Approaching menses or something like that. And relieve your anxiety. The anxiety, your anxiety. I was going to say the anxiety related to your upcoming or your next period. How about just next? Learn five nutrients and herbs that can reduce your discomfort during debilitating periods and relieve the anxiety related to your approaching to your next cycle. How about that?
Okay.
That way the periods isn't double. It's a little less wordy. If you change, do you have it open? Because if you have it open, you can change it and we can see it.
You
have that. Yeah, right.
So I can't get to mine.
Learn what foods are rich in these nutrients. Get a dessert recipe that's, you don't want to say rich in these nutrients again so soon. Get a nutrient-dense dessert recipe. Or learn to use these nutrients. Improve your symptoms. Get my familiar. Learn to use these nutrients in a dessert recipe that's pleasing to your palate or taste buds, but doesn't jeopardize your figure. Or learn to. It's you got all these learn to. You could say learn to make a dessert. Learn to use these nutrients in a dessert. You can leave off the word recipe. Learn to use these nutrients in a dessert that's pleasing to your taste buds, but doesn't jeopardize your figure. Does that make sense? I want to write it. I need to write it. Here's what I'm going to do. Go back here. I'm going to go new Google Doc. Okay, so I'm just going to take a few of these words. And I'm going to, where'd it go? Untitled. Here we go. Is it not doing that? There we go. Learn five nutrients and herbs that can reduce your discomfort during debilitating periods and relieve the anxiety related to your next cycle. Okay. And then learn what foods grammatically, anybody, are rich in these nutrients. It probably should be which. Okay, which foods are rich in these nutrients? Use these nutrients to make a dessert that's... I work better when I can... I'm a kinesthetic, so... Okay. Use these nutrients to make a dessert that's pleasing to your taste buds and does not depress. I speak in contractions. Some people don't, so that's why I say doesn't. But
how about tantalize your taste buds? Pleasing is just ho-hum. Tantalize your taste buds. And the doesn't jeopardize your finger, the negative part there really bothers me. Can you say slim your figure or something about positive to your figure?
Supports a slim figure.
Yeah, supports a slim your slim figure.
Use these nutrients to make a dessert that's tantalizing to your taste buds.
Or maybe another word, but something a little zippier. Mm-hmm. Makes your mouth water.
That's, these to make a dessert that's mouth watering.
Just mouth. Maybe.
Make it simple.
Yeah.
To make a mouth watering dessert.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dessert that supports your slim figure or supports or that.
And to support.
To support. To support your slim figure. Leads to play with that a little bit. But that generally, the shorter, the more phrases, parenthetical type phrases you have, the harder it is to read.
Yeah.
So try to keep it, use a lot of adjectives, right? Okay. So I can't put it back in there, but I will put this in. How about if I put it in the chat? Good?
Sounds good.
You can paste it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right. So let's go back here. And then where I would do is I would put the imagine having it here and get my five. I would put it the download button right here. Download now, you can say. Download your book now to get my. Yeah, download your book, however you want to call it, here. And then This is for you if you get so bloated around your period that you can barely stand up and you have to leave home early. Leave home early? What does that mean?
Sure. Well, I was trying to imply that you won't be able to either stay at work or participate in something fun because you're in such a...
You might go home early.
Go home early.
Go home.
Yeah, go home. Just change it to go home.
Okay.
You get so bloated around your period that you barely stand up and you have to... It's not as powerful as it could be. Like what you just said was more powerful, that you have to cut your plans short and go home or something like that or... I mean, even leave work early, that sounds like an appealing thing actually to people. So, but that you, to relieve your anxiety, really. Okay, where are we? That you have to cut your plans short and go home early or something like that, something along those lines. You get such painful cramps that you often lie in bed taking ibuprofen after ibuprofen. You're so moody that you prefer to isolate yourself during this time. You have so much trouble sleeping at night and then your days are a drag. You have a horrible headache. You have horrible headaches that leave you crippled. You crave chocolate and sugar, but you can't control yourself. You can't crave chocolate and sugar. You can't control the cravings for chocolate and sugar. and the weight just keeps piling up. You can't control the cravings. Yeah, that's what I would do. You can't control the cravings for chocolate and sugar, and the weight just keeps piling up.
You could add a little jovialty to it in the one that says, your samudhi that you prefer to isolate yourself during this time. You could say, for the safety of others, you isolate yourself during this time.
And I you like know, that.
Because you feel like that sometimes. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not, back off, because I don't know what might
like that.
Set me off.
I like that. Yeah, whenever you can think about like creating a visual image for people, right? Creating a visual image. You get so bloated around your period that you can barely stand up. And I don't know how to finish that one yet. I'm just not quite sure. I mean, going home early is okay, but like it doesn't really reflect the deprivation of pleasure, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you have to cut your dates short or cut your outing short or cut your something like that. Play with that one.
Yeah.
That you're in bed taking ibuprofen after ibuprofen. You're so moody that you prefer to isolate yourself instead of during this time to protect the safety of others or loved ones or something like that. To protect the safety of loved ones. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Do that, Janet. You get such pain. Yeah, you're so moody that you prefer to isolate yourself to protect the safety of loved ones. I like that idea.
Yep.
You have so much trouble sleep. You have so much trouble. How about you have so much trouble sleeping at night that your days are, you know, so much trouble sleeping at night that your day, that you drag yourself through your day, through the day. Or you could say you have lots of trouble sleeping at night, and then you're, so I would rephrase it whichever way feels better. Horrible headaches. Bullets you crave. Yeah. How's that sound? Yes? Okay, cool. So let's go further down. Yeah, send it to us when it's finished. And then these are some pictures that you... Oh, wow.
There you go.
I love this.
Yep.
Yeah. This is great. So this is the book itself. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll go through this not so much here because it'll take a while, but because this is technical.
Yeah.
Just touch long paragraphs and I turn off. No. What I would do is I would shorten your paragraphs as much as possible to break them up in such a way. Send me an editable one, and I will just go through it really quickly and go boom, boom, boom. Boom,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Because I can make minor, you know, tweaks to the languaging, but also the formatting to keep people. And these pictures, I would sprinkle. I mean, that's going to be the cover. Is that what the cover would be? Yeah. I would also sprinkle some of those pictures. Oh, you do. Pictures throughout. Good. Great. And then you have a nice picture.
Yeah. Good picture.
Yeah. I like it. Graduate of the University of Texas, certified functional medicine practitioner, helping busy professional women who are struggling with brain fog, debilitating behaviors. Favorite quote is, when diet is wrong, medicine. Yep, when diet is correct, medicine of no need. Awesome. Right? And then you can also put this on your opt-in page as well.
Okay.
See how I had it as a box at the bottom? You can do it that way, or you can just put it like this at the bottom with a line across.
And I just realized I did forget to put a recipe in there. So where should I include the recipe? At the end, or...
Yep, you could put it at the end. So what you want to do with this is, I would put it at the end because you want to teach them the things first. So you go through this. So this is your cover. The next page is going to be a disclaimer page. Do you know what I mean by a disclaimer page?
Okay. Yeah.
I can share with you. I mean, just download any of my stuff and copy my disclaimer page. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, and tweak it for your own And then the first one would be really reestablishing why they're here. Your periods suck. You're hating your life during your period. You can't make it through the day without. You know, I am going to share with you how you can use nutrition to change all that. Would you like that? Let's get started. You know, something like that, but a nice intro. Then you do your nutrients. Then you do your recipe right in here.
Okay.
Oh, you have a webinar? Let's see. Fiber is more, therefore fiber helps maintain a balanced hormonal environment. Another way is desoxification. Okay, so you're gonna, this will be a recorded webinar that you'd have them click to?
Yeah, so I could do that. I was like thinking I couldn't do so I have a webinar on the purification. It's a detox. Mm-hmm. That balances hormones. It's all based.
You could actually, and then what I would insert after, you're going to go to, you can do that there, right? That's perfect. And then you can do your recipe right here, right after this. And then I would do a call to action. This is a call to, this is a mini call to action within, but it's like, I hope you enjoy, you know, kind of a summary. I hope you enjoyed this. Put these to use. Start with one. Start with low doses. You know, work your way up. It may work with one. It may take several. You know, just a few, like, implementation strategies. And if you need help and guidance, support, I'm here for you. You can schedule a consultation, you know, attend a webinar and give them ways that they can access you.
Okay.
And again, just go around and download some stuff. In your niche, you know, there's a lady in, there's somebody that has something called Fix Your Periods.
Okay.
There's some, Alyssa Vitti in, New York. She does stuff with women's periods. Okay. I'm picturing her and I can even hear her voice, but I can't remember her name. but just do a Google search on programs for premenstrual women, programs for periods, and, you know, just kind of go around, find them, opt in for all their stuff, go to their blog, see what they do, opt in for their stuff and see how they format it. You may find some crap out there that's just not even formatted real well. Everybody wants at the bottom of every page. See how Mahala did this? She has her copyright. It should actually say copyright at the little copyright sign, naturopathic pharmacist. And you can do it three lines like that, or you can do it all across in one line. You can make it two lines. If you look at, where's mine? I'll opt in for my recipe.
I didn't think you could use the copyright sign if you really weren't copyrighted.
The only thing you have to do to copyright is to say it's copyrighted and it's yours. You don't have to apply for copyright. Trademark you have to apply for. Okay, so if I load this book, hopefully this is a good one. All right, so it's got the cover, right? Then I have my page, disclaimer. Jazzy did this in a real pretty, you know, I don't know how to do any of that. And then there's my introduction. It's part of the Sweet Spot program, so there's a little, you know, plug for that program. And then at the bottom of every page, make sure, yeah, we did it real small because she had all this graphic stuff. And then I said, you forgot to put the copyright. So just with copyright 2018, Dr. Irina Loscalzo, all rights reserved. So that was a simple one. But I would prefer to see what we do in our documents is we usually put the website. So like you did, but you can do it as a small little footer at the bottom. Some of ours, we do them as two lines. However you want to do it, centered. A little lopsided when it's off to one side and three lines. It just feels a little you know what I mean? So yes. This is just small and over to the right, and all the graphics was here so it balances it, or in the middle. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah.
I have a beautiful book. And then at the back, I don't even know what we did at the back. This was a throw together. I threw this together in an hour and gave it to her, and she put it up really quickly. It's like, I need something. Yeah, so then we have the about, right? A nice picture. This is a recipe guide, so we used me making food. And then it has a thing, and then it has find all the resources you need. It's just a real simple call to action. If I had taken more time with this, I would have made it a much, you know, different call to action and maybe talked about, here's your next steps, here's what to do next. Make sense? Like, what do you want them to do from here? Do you want them to set up a consultation with you and get a, you know, an enrollment conversation going? Do you want to enroll them in your detox? Right? Do you want to get them to the webinar? That's fine. You could just would repeat it then. Say, hey, the best next step. What's next? People read my book and then they say, what's next? Right? You know, I'm doing this and I really want to optimize my health. Here's what you can do.
Okay.
Makes sense? And you can listen back to this for languaging ideas and make sense?
Yep.
Yeah, good job. Great pictures. Now, yeah. Make sure you own your pictures. Okay? And the way you do that is you want to, you can't just go to Google and grab pictures and stick them in your documents.
Okay. Well, that's what I did.
It's illegal. We actually got a fine once because one of my VAs years ago did that in a blog post and somebody said, that was my picture. You used it in your blog. I'm going to fine you. And they fined me.
So how do I do that then?
There's services. There's a free service that Lynn mentioned and I can't remember the name of it because I haven't used it. But just
Unsplash is one. Pixabay. Unsplash, Pixabay.
Pixabay, that's the one Lynn talked about. Pixabay.
Pencils is another one.
Okay, and if you don't find stuff you like on those I've heard are good. We have an account with deposit photos. And you can, you know, pay whatever as you go. They're like a dollar a picture. And if you buy bulks of them, you can get them for 50 cents a picture.
Okay.
And that's how I do my pictures.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you can't. You got to be careful. Yep.
Okay.
Great pictures. So you look for something like that, right? There's plenty of these on those sites.
But you need to make sure on those sites that they actually say free for use of, you know, public use, because some of them are restricted. So it'll pop up when you.
Okay. I know deposit photos when you pay for it can. So yeah, check it on the free sites. And then there's deposit photos and. There's another one that we used to use stockphotos.com or something like that. And I think if you just do a Google search on stock photos, you'll be able to. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So should I for now though, take out my website? Because again, I think that would.
What happens if I go to your website? So here's the thing. You don't need a website to get this going. You just need to go to lead pages or something like that. Let's see what it says. Okay, so Mahila Grant, it tells you a little bit about you. Go to full bio in order to see her whole story, but it doesn't go anywhere. Is that right? Do any of these links go anywhere? My story, there we go. Okay, articles.
So here I have a bunch of, so the president of the school, the Functional Medicine University,
mm-hmm.
He gave us permission to use any of his articles as long as we refer it back to the university.
Replay back, so, yeah.
So that's what I did for now because I've been trying for a year and a half to find a writer for my stuff. Obviously, I don't know how to write. That's not my strength in any language. So I, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little rough.
Yeah, more than rough.
Yeah.
Actually, right now it actually looks amazing.
So I wouldn't put that. So what I would put in here, I would put the link right here. That would be the link to your webinar opt-in.
Okay.
That you have this webinar, right? So you're going to create an opt-in page for the webinar, similar to what you have here. That's going to take them to the recording of that webinar. So you need two pages for that. And then that's what you'd put in here. Or you can actually have that naturopathic pharmacist read forward temporarily wherever you want it to go.
Okay.
All right. So you have the link in there for the webinar, right? You have to be able to get them to go get the webinar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer to have it be another opt-in just because somebody can be sharing this book and you want to capture everybody's name that goes to the webinar.
Okay.
Now, there are free webinar services that can host it, or you can just simple things, right? You've given your husband a really big job is to create a whole website for you. Now you say, we're going to put that aside for a little bit. I just want your help in creating four pages, an opt-in page that has that copy we just went over. a thank you page that has, here's your book. And for more information, you can go check out my webinar. In that particular case, you can send them right to the webinar if you want them to, like the recording of a webinar, right?
Okay.
And then you want an opt-in page for the webinar.
Okay.
Okay. You can look at leadpages.com, clickfunnels.com. If you have a WordPress, you said you don't have a WordPress site, though. You want to find out how to do this. Now, you also need a service to collect names. Look at MailChimp. Easiest thing to start with. You can always upgrade later if you find it's limiting. But it's free to start. And actually, didn't you say, Annette, that they have landing pages in?
Yes.
Yeah. Did. So you may not need any of the other things that I just mentioned. Go to MailChimp. Ask your husband to please research it and find out how to create a thing. And I have a meeting that I have to go to.
Okay.
So yeah. MailChimp.com, that'll get it. And just give it to him and say, look, we're going to put this on hold. I just want you to create these few pages for me.
Okay.
It'll be much easier than what he did already. Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.